Welcome to Tehillim with the Tanakh podcast. Today, Mizmor Chet, chapter 8. So may our learning today be for the zchut of our brave IDF soldiers, for the return of all the chatufim, for the healing of the wounded, for the returning of all of those in the north who have been displaced from their homes, and for shalom. So let's talk about chapter 8. Here we have a chapter which is ostensibly about the greatness of God. It begins and ends with exactly the same phrase, Hashem Adonenu, Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. Hashem, our Master, Hashem, our God, how great, how powerful is your name, B'chol Ha'aretz, in the entire world. So, I would expect a chapter devoted to God. However, ironically, the thrust of this chapter is in fact devoted to man, to the nature of human existence, or what we might call the paradox of the human being. Because, if I may borrow some phrases from Rav Soloveitchik, mankind embodies both majesty and humility. We're both majestic man, sublime and supreme, capable of conquering disease, skilled at art and music, and always pushing higher and further and deeper. But then, we're also fickle. We are fragile, we are mortal, we're here today, gone tomorrow. We're so vulnerable, so precarious, and so temperamental. So this perek describes it in the following way. Ki yareh shamecha ma'aseh etzbotecha, yareach v'kochavim asher konanta, ma enosh ki tizkarenu, o ven adam ki tifkadenu. When I behold the heavens, the work of your fingers, God, the moon and stars that you set in place, what is man that you are even mindful of him? Mortal man, Ben Adam, that you have taken even note of him. So on the one hand, when we view the heavens, the constellations, the vastness of the galaxies and other natural wonders, we feel a deep impression of our smallness, of our temporality. But then we have the other side of the coin. V'tachsereu ma'at me'elohim u'chvod v'hadar ta'atrehu. You have made him a little less than a god. You've adorned him with glory and majesty. In other words, human beings are indeed in the image of God, but Tzelem Elohim. We're just a fraction lower than God himself. God's given us phenomenal dignity, kavod v'hadar. And in Bereshit, the creation chapter, God is both creator, but he's also organizer. And as beings in his image, we are entrusted to manage and govern his world. And that's how the parak continues. Tamshileu b'maasei adecha, kol shata tachat raglav, tzonev alafim kulam, v'gab ha'mot sadai, tzipor shamayim u'degei hayam, over archot yamim. You've made him master over your handiwork. You've laid the world at his feet, sheep and oxen, wild beasts as well, the birds of the heaven, the fish of the seas, whatever travels the paths of the seas. And we might say, what an awesome responsibility. We are the custodians of the planet, of animal life, of God's handiwork. That is what it means to be in God's image. So reading this chapter, we experience a riveting human paradox. Man is on the one hand majestic, on the other humble. On one hand he is grand, on the other fragile, and all of that at the same time. Rav Soloveitchik called these Adam 1 and Adam 2. Adam 1 is the bold, confident human being, a little lower than God, who wants to build and create and produce and discover. And then there is Adam 2, which is the side of man, which is the humble human, one who understands that as a tiny creature in a huge universe, he or she must attach themselves to something greater, something transcendent. Adam too seeks meaning, seeks someone to love, seeks obedience to a transcendent truth. If Adam 1 speaks of success, Adam 2
lives life as a moral drama. Don't conquer the world, he says. Conquer your inner self. You receive when you give. We learn through our mistakes. But of course, we are both Adam 1 and Adam 2. And says Rav Soloveitchik, true human creativity is the product of the oscillation, the vacillation between these two personas, between these two poles. At one moment, we feel as if we are masters of the universe. In the next, we are vulnerable, lonely, or we need another person to make us feel whole. And so these are indeed the two sides which are described by our perek, which really create the ingenuity of man. So I wonder, why is this chapter bookended by the greatness of God? Is it about the greatness of God or the greatness of human beings? The Rambam, Maimonides, suggested that by viewing nature, we'd come to an understanding and a connection with God. I quote here in English from Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, the second chapter. He says, whenever one contemplates the great wonders of God's works and creations, and one sees they're a product of a wisdom that has no bounds or limits, one will immediately love and praise and glorify God with an immense passion. And then he continues and says, when one thinks about these matters, one will feel a great fear and trepidation, and one will know that one is a low and insignificant creature with hardly an iota of intelligence compared to that of God. Like David has said, and now he quotes our chapter, when I observe your heavens, the work of your fingers, ma enosh ki tizkerenu o ben adam ki tifkedenu, what is man that you are heedful of him? So for the Rambam, we're meant to recognize God, but that leads to an understanding of our humility, but it seems to be reflecting only one side of the coin. Might we suggest instead that the true greatness of God is in fact his faith in a creature so erratic and temperamental, so capable of refinement, but also of the barbaric and the grotesque, the sublime and the sordid human being? More than we have faith in God, God has faith in us humans. And in that faith, in that trust, in that confidence, we understand that we must use our humanity to establish God on earth and say, Ma'adir Shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. Or maybe as we read it in Pasuk Gimel, in verse 3, which reads this, Mepi olelim v'yomkin yisadita oz, a very difficult phrase, from the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have found its strength. What does that mean? Maybe the answer is that we need to educate from the youngest age, from even from childhood, that our role is leman sorerecha lahashpit oyev u'mitnakem, that we have to confront your enemies, God. We have to put an end to the enemy and to the avenger. In other words, to put it quite simply, we have to establish a civilization that brings out the best in humankind. We have to live up to that role of Tselem Elokim and establish order in our universe. The greatness of God is the fact that God puts his trust in us humans. That's it for today. See you tomorrow. יש לך כנפי רוח, יש לך כנפי